What is the disclaimer people hear about you before they're introduced to you by people who know you? Or you can tell us your own that you think you should come with. It was determined, not by us, but me and Steve and Maitland, no disclaimer. Kelly's disclaimer, what did you think yours was? She's aggressive.
Emotional, but that too, yes.
Emotionally, she's emotional and aggressive. Hot Wings has resting butthole face, but sometimes, he probably does want to talk to you.
Oh, I definitely, almost certainly do. Not all of you, but most of you.
Tommy?
I think, I have one for you, Freebeer.
What is it?
When you meet Freebeer, if you're around him long enough, he will do play-by-play on something you're doing or he sees.
Mm-hmm.
I think my only one for you would be...
Okay, like, well, I went from none to let's make a list.
No, is
pretty fast.
He's going to roast you. He's just kidding. Or like, I don't know. He's not going to sound like he's joking, but he is.
Oh, that's worse.
That
did used to be your disclaimer, is he's bad at sarcasm.
He's great at sarcasm.
Well, no, because usually to be good at it, it has to be obvious you're being sarcastic, but you did it in a way that it legitimately sounded like you were being mean.
I still do.
So, you're fat.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Good sarcasm is like, No, that's a good looking sandwich. You go, nice sandwich.
Freebeer loves it.
Shut up. That's the most offensive thing anyone said.
Not.
Bore out of you.
Jesus.
Not.
Yes, I am still. I peaked in 2005.
Not.
Actually, maybe. But I think I do that bad sarcasm thing to the kids too much. Because last night I made burgers and we had a lot of different events going on. So a couple kids were like, going to eat fast and then go. And, one of our oldest had gotten home from football practice and was about to go to another practice. And so he said, I'm really hungry. Are there any extra hamburger patties? And I said, yeah, they're in the fridge. And then we were getting ready and I watched him get up from his spot, stop eating, go around the counter, open the fridge and stare in there. And I go, what are you doing? Did you want it right now? Cause you don't take it one bite of the burger he had. He goes, no, I'm just looking. Did you not believe me? And he goes, I assumed when you said they're in the fridge, they just were uncooked and you were saying like, yeah, go ahead and make them. And I'm like, why would you say that? Why would you assume that? And he goes, it seems like a joke you'd make. And I went, I said, I think I need to work on my jokes.
Yeah.
And in my head, I heard, there's some gaps in your jokes, bitch. One of my all-time favorite drops. Tommy, back to you. What's your disclaimer?
I would say that I talk a lot. I also make strange noises.
You make strange noises?
Yeah, like I do make those weird hiccups, and I just, you know the sounds I make.
Yeah.
Remember when we asked him why people were calling the hotline or something? And he just goes,
yeah.
I did. I knew exactly what you're talking about. I just was hoping you'd do something.
Yeah, I don't know where that came from, but sometimes sound do better word.
Yeah, sound do better word.
Yeah, sometimes sound do better word. Yeah. I don't think I would ever give that disclaimer. I would want somebody to discover that joy on their own. As we have.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, people are sending in their disclaimers. I'll read it. You tell me if you think that's an okay disclaimer for someone to have.
Okay.
Let's start with this one. I'm a nice person, but borderline sexual harasser.
Okay.
He's a toucher. So yeah, you're the obnoxious uncle.
I mean, that's not. I don't think that's okay.
Yeah,
especially if you recognize it
from the 518. They smoke a lot of pot, and that's the only time they don't have resting a-hole face.
Okay,
not bad.
Yeah, that's all right.
Oh, that's not great.
What about this disclaimer for someone else? She might do an Eddie Vedder voice when she sings, so don't be alarmed.
Oh, come on. That's me at karaoke.
That's perfect. That's such a
That was your roommate.
Example.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
I have a yodel friend who we have to tell
I
people.
I love that. I assumed she tipped you off when you reacted.
No.
I love that you knew it was you.
That's fine.
Kelly, I'm sorry.
No, you're good. I have a yodel friend who, when she gets drunk, she can yodel, and she's really good at it. She did it at the wedding, and she was amazing. And so that's her disclaimer. It's like, uh-oh.
It gets good?
No, it's really good.
Is she embarrassed to do it otherwise, but low-key proud of it?
Exactly. Because once you can talk her, it's a little liquid courage that'll get her. Yeah. And once she's there, she's like, all right, I'm going to do it. And then you guys have to stop telling people I do this. Because everybody tells people.
I want
to
hear it now.
Like, hey, you're the friend that yodels. You're the friend that yodels. And she's
Is this one
so
of your
good.
Girlfriends that's coming to town?
No, she lives here year-round. Yeah, she's here all the time.
But isn't good
Is
yodeling
this
still
met?
Kind of bad yodeling?
I don't think so. Oh, yeah, no, you've met her at a live show.
Like being great at accordion?
I mean, she's beautiful, though, too. So
that Walmart kid got a deal out of it.
He did, and he sounds good now. His music
is
good.
I got $1 million blue. Hoo-hoo-hoo. See, that was bad. But if you're good at it.
Yeah, but no, she's good at it. It's yeah. crazy.
She's single?
Actually, yeah, hot wings. Holy crap.
You just said her hidden skill sucks.
Yeah, well, that's good. That's a notch down. That helps me.
Oh, so you're pre-negging her.
That probably brings us like one notch closer together.
Man, I thought of this before.
Yeah.
You guys would be great
Oh,
together.
You said she was really attractive.
She is. She's so hot.
I was just explaining why you hadn't thought of it before.
No, I think I know. I know why this hasn't come up.
As she said the phrase, anything will do. I don't want to have my face eaten by a cat.
Has she ever said, I don't like muscles much?
I like somebody who likes legumes a lot.
Yeah, I'm pretty into skeletons.
This text.
Do you like trees?
The disclaimer my friends give me, they introduce me and say, he's a golden retriever. He likes everyone.
Aw.
That's sweet.
That's sweet.
Disclaimer to have.
That's a very, I mean, being compared to a golden retriever is great.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it's like he has a soft mouth and he'll hold anything in it.
We
That's
got this,
not bad either, I guess.
We got this one on the app from Clarksville. He says he's got one for his buddy Joey. He's gonna talk about Bigfoot.
Gross.
Is that your go-to right off the bat? Leaving Bigfoot?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I saw Bigfoot.
Yeah. I would immediately want to just look at him and go, don't, don't.
Like, oh, what size don't. Shoe you wear? Size 12? Don't, Joey, don't do it.
Don't.
Sounds like you got a Bigfoot. You ever heard of him?
This one. If you give me PBR, I will pee myself.
Just PBR?
Just PBR?
Like, or just beer in general?
That seems self-fulfilling.
I feel like we all have the pee the bed friend. Like the... As an adult, where you're like, wow, you're still peeing the bed when you drink. You can't stay the night at my
Not
house.
Good.
I don't think I have a pee the bed friend. I don't think I've ever had a pee the bed friend.
Ever?
I've got one.
Oh, yeah. See, Maitland's got a pee the bed friend.
I don't think I have.
No.
I don't think I do either.
I think it might be a little more common with you gals. Yeah. By the sounds of it.
No, they're both guys. Dudes. Yeah.
They're both dudes?
Yeah.
Oh, I would not be friends with them at all. Like, at least, like, you know, I don't know.
Maybe they wouldn't tell you, but they'd tell Kelly and Maitland because they're trustworthy and you have that resting jerk face.
Yeah, maybe.
They probably think you're going to judge them.
I'm going to need to
Some investigating. Oh, Hobbs has to have a disclaimer of, it's going to sound like he's lecturing you, but he's just thinking things through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, Maitland, there aren't any puffins in Maine.
I'm a work in progress. You know, the sad thing is I'm better than I used to be.
Yeah.
Do you know how often I keep my mouth shut now?
I wish he hadn't told you.
Yeah.
I love that for us.
I never used to keep my mouth shut. I chimed in on everything.
So are there times where you're like, you don't know, man, shut up.
Yes. Oh, yeah. My internal monologue. Yeah. Don't. Just don't. Don't say it.
Don't you hate when you catch it at the end? I mean, that's kind of what happened
with
the puffins.
Yeah, that's what happened with the puffins. I think I've just said something I'm not aware of.
Kayla asked me something last night, and I answered, and she goes, oh, okay, so then we probably shouldn't do it. And I said, I'm not going to lie. I realized towards the end of that I don't have any actual idea about what would happen in this scenario, but I just played it through in my brain and answered like that was all legit. She said, so what your answer is, you don't know? And I go, I don't know. That's how it is. That would be maybe that's my disclaimer too.
This my text came in. I dated a pee the girl. I dated a pee the bed girl one time when I was younger. She was a freak.
They pee the bed to see if you'll stick around.
We got one from the 931 earlier. It said, people think I'm nice, but my disclaimer if they got to know me would be, she's a slut who makes bad decisions.
I can't relate.
No. Yeah, you can be both things. You can be nice and somebody who makes bad decisions.
Yeah.
This
and
text.
Slutty.
Yeah, it's
slutty. My mom's disclaimer is, yeah, she's the nicest person ever, but at least once at a party, she's going to say something that'll make three or four people want to leave.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah.
I feel like I have family members like, oh, okay, this person's coming. She's opinionated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The filter doesn't work well.
Yeah.
Boy, a lot of people have pee the bed friends.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm surprised by how many.
I have two. I have two pee the bed friends.
Steve, do you have one?
I do not. It's not I mean, Kyle. That I know of.
Not Kyle?
No. Nobody's ever come to me and said, hey, I'm your pee the bed friend.
Well, you don't know until they pee your bed. Well, and then you're like, okay, you're not allowed to sleep over anymore because you pee the bed.
Who on the show is most likely to be pee the bed friend?
Tommy, for sure.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I knew you were going to say that.
Because you are the most likely to do it.
Well, I've not peed the bed.
Ever.
I was a baby. But who among us hasn't peed the bed as a little boy, little lady?
A child.
What you
yeah.
You do make weird noises.
Yeah, that's a weird way to say it.
Maitland, a little boy, lady.
Maitland, well, if you were making eye contact with Tommy when he said that, would have you thrown up in your mouth?
I think so.
Go ahead, Maitland. Turn around. Let's try again.
No. I'm going to have to.
She's going to turn around.
Who among us hasn't peed the bed as a little boy or a little baby?
That's gross, right? Yeah.
Like I feel it. It burns.
It's like there's something sitting on my chest.
No, so I don't think I am. I think that I would be so incapable of peeing the bed because I don't think I could bounce back from that. And I don't have no problem humiliating myself to a degree, but that one you don't bounce back from.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not trying to.
Yeah, that would be bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, the people who peed the bed in college, those stories were, they ran through and you never lost out.
There's one person from college that I only knew for a semester, Hot Wings. She was from your hometown. And her roommates told us that they had to put her in trash bags at night because she was peeing the bed so frequently. And she was, I assume it's true because her roommates were nice people who didn't seem the type to make lies. And she came to college as one of the most naive, and I don't mean that insulting. She just was. She was very sheltered.
She was very, very sweet.
And so when she got a taste of freedom, things went crazy. Sorry.
Pee in the bed.
Yeah,
every
that happens.
MTV spring break all day long, every day.
Yeah, she only made it 1 year or maybe a semester.
I don't know if she made it past Thanksgiving.
Maybe just the first semester. Yeah, she went full on binge town, man. It was not good.
I remember the first weekend that we met her, like the first weekend of the college semester, we were at the football game. It was the time we drank way too much watching Saved by the Bell and doing drinking games, then went to the football game. And she was like, I don't know what an orgasm is. And by like two games later, she was faking orgasms every first down.
Yeah.
She's really advancing quickly.
Yeah.
It's like a super bug of slutty.
Super
I don't
slut.
Know if she was slutty.
Not sure.
I wanted to know.
I mean, she had.
She was not.
But she might have.
She was not interested in sharing that information with me. I'll tell you that.